Chapter 10. A world filled with magic. Posy jumped out of bed and ran to the window. It was snowing. It's a white Christmas! Posy cried. Everyone, get up! She ran into the hall. Mom! Gramps! Wake up! Gramps had stayed in the guest room on Christmas Eve. His door was closed, so was her mom's. Posy ran into Danny's room. Danny stood up in his crib when he saw her. It's Christmas, Danny, she said. It's snowing. Danny wiggled back and forth like he was dancing. Who's making all that ruckus? Gramps called. Posy ran back into the hall. It's snowing, Gramps! Then I guess we all better go back to bed and stay warm, he said. Gramps! Posy protested. Don't tease her, Dad. Posy's mom came out of her room. Merry Christmas, Posy! Her mom went to change Danny. Gram started down the stairs. Hurry! Posy cried. Go faster! It was a family rule. Everyone had to wait at the top of the stairs until Gram said they could come down. It was such a hard rule to follow. Posy jiggled and hopped. She couldn't stay still. One minute felt like a whole hour. Did he come? Posy called. There was the thump of the fireplace screen. Posy's mom bounced Danny up and down. What's Gramps doing, Mom? Posy asked. Wait just a minute, her mom said. He is making sure everything's ready. Christmas music came on. Then twinkly colors glowed in the doorway. Finally, Gramps came out into the hall. Did he come? Posy cried. Why don't you come and see for yourself? Said Gramps. Posy ran down the stairs, across the hall, and into the living room. Santa had come! The tree sparkled. The snow fell past the windows. The floor was covered with presents. And here came Mrs. Romero in through the front door with snowflakes in her hand. Merry Christmas, everyone called. Posy's world was filled with magic.